All right, you're listening to Phoning It In, recorded at KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. I'm Nadav, and right now we're joined once again by Ms. Jolie Holland, who was one of the, actually was the very second show that I ever did. So as we come up on the four-year anniversary of the first Phoning It In, it's exciting to have her back. This time I won't accidentally hang up on you.
Cool.
So what have you been up to? What brings you to Brooklyn, where you're calling from right now?
I don't know. I just moved here, almost 2.5 years ago. And I'm about to start recording a new record, and I've got at least a couple songs that I wrote on the piano. I don't know if I'm going to play them on the guitar or the piano. I'm not sure.
Cool.
For the record.
This is exciting then. And, what's your connection to Davis? I know you used to frequent Mr. Mike Leahy's Cool as Folk show.
My dear friend Keith Carey lives in Winters, so I definitely go visit him a lot. And when I lived in San Francisco, and my friend Adam Wolf lived out there, so I would go hang out with him. And he worked at UC Davis.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, yeah, how about a song then?
Awesome.
without a mask on. When you were back at your place, you saw the very same thing. When you were all alone in the dark, and it looks like you know me, all the first stars bright, you and me.
Hey, what was that one called?
The First Sun of Spring.
Cool. And so are you swaying back and forth by any chance, Stevie Wonder style? Or is it just the phone?
I don't know. It's probably the phone.
Okay. Not a problem then. I might add is if you could avoid, I don't know how big of a demand this is, but avoid playing too softly. On the piano, don't be afraid to hammer at those keys, since the phone's not getting the quieter passages.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, sounding great. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, could I squeeze a couple more out of you?
At least one.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's not... No, I'm not a loud piano player. It's not a loud piano either.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll do one more.
All right.
Sweet about now, how that you find. farewell, oh sweet honey, go like you and a hoe. Well, all I've got, they say, stuck in my eyes. The fall of gun arrow shows me the way to go. That I must cross. Just look east, the blue storm catching up with me. Just look east, frog in the blue. Just look east, frog in the blue.
Hey.
Hey. So have you been writing a lot of the new songs on the piano then?
Yeah, over the past few years. Probably about half and half. Piano, guitar.
Which one was your first instrument?
There was a piano. Sorry, there was a piano somebody left at my mom's house when I was a kid. So I played that, but I never had lessons, and then a kid in high school gave me a guitar when I was like 14 or something like that, or junior high, whenever that was. Kind of about the same time.
Oh wow! So you're entirely self-taught on both?
Yeah, I never had any lessons.
Wow. Man, I played for 12 years growing up, and someone left a piano in the house that we live in now.
Yeah.
And I barely have anything to show for it.
Yeah, it's really hard, I think, to do it if you didn't build your own motivation for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's cool if you, want to learn how to read music and you want to play pieces that you need to read, but... It's hard to go backwards, I think.
Mm.
Like, it's hard to, figure out what you want to play after you've been trained from being a kid. Because you sort of, like, one of the things you're probably trained to do is sort of, like, not mess around on it in a way.
Yeah, exactly. I have some of the muscle memory, and I can read the notes, but it's like reading a language that uses the same letters as English that I still don't understand the words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, I would have loved. I still would love to get piano lessons, but I just have a hard time figuring out who I'd want to learn from, and I don't know. A real good friend of mine is going to come stay in my apartment for a few months, and he's a beautiful piano player. He actually leads a small big band in New York and plays the piano, and maybe I'll trade him something.
I imagine you'd make it a difficult pupil because you've taught yourself and you've been playing, you know, in the way that you taught yourself for so long that probably someone who was classically trained would have a hard time adjusting to some of the things that you do that are probably sort of technically wrong, but obviously work for you.
I actually think I have as little as I know. I think I have a real appreciation for just solid physical technique on any instrument that I play, because, you know, I've never had lessons on anything, but I play violin and viola and erhu and, but you know, a bunch of strings and guitar and piano, and I really always appreciate just checking out how people play, how you physically are supposed to relate to the instrument, because that's always really useful information.
Yeah.
I think I would be I might be a tough student for other reasons.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know how to use lessons.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Because I've never had them.
Yeah. Stand corrected. Well, do you think I could ask for another song?
I don't think I've got anything else that's really that I feel like playing on the piano. I've got like some that are just kind of in pieces I haven't figured out too well.
Yeah. Could I cajole a guitar song out of you?
My guitars are weird. I actually mailed my guitar to Winners yesterday. So I have these guitars around here that aren't in great shape.
Gotcha.
Not that this piano's in great shape. It's like needs to be tuned so badly.
Yeah, I kind of like that sound though.
At least it sounds
good over the phone.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you so much for doing this again.
All right, thank you.
And stay on the line for just 1 second. What was that second song called, by the way?
Honey Girl.
Honey Girl. All right. Well, thanks again. You've been listening to Jolie Holland on Phoning It In for our fourth birthday. Check her out at jolieholland.com, myspace.com/phoningitin for this, and phoningitin.net.